Welcome, 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 everyone. Ladies and gentlemen and everyone in between, this is the second episode of Tony's Political Ramblings. Though I guess it's the second, I'm going to consider it the first real episode. The first one was more of just an introduction into who I am and where I stand on most things. So if you missed that, take a look. It might save you a little bit of time in trying to figure out where I stand. But anyway, so I'll get into today's topic, which is abortion as a political sleight of hand. A lot of this is going to be based off of Thomas Frank's What's the Matter with Kansas? It's a book that came out, let's see, about 15 years ago, 2004, so 17 years ago. Wow, that's very interesting. So anyway, it basically tells the story of how conservatives were able to flip a very left-leaning, populist region of the country in the Midwest, which was seen as one of the most progressive places in the country in the early 1900s, and how it was able to flip that into the conservative hotbed that it is today. And specifically looking at it through the lens of Kansas and how Kansas has been affected by those changes. And one of the key factors here is the Summer of Mercy in 1991, which was in Wichita, Kansas. And that was really the watershed moment for modern-day conservatism that we see. It was the culmination of a couple of different right-leaning anti-abortion protests that were kind of happening across the country. The reason why Wichita was so important, though, was that conservatives knew that if they had gone to a place like LA, which they had before, in a place that isn't particularly religious, isn't particularly conservative, they didn't have much luck. But they went to Wichita in a state like Kansas that is very religious and very Christian, and they were able to fuse that religious Christian belief with conservative policy and conservative ideals, and they were able to, and family values, which we hear even to this day, they were able to fuse those together and galvanize an entire state full of people who would have never been there before. So in the Summer of Mercy, you had people lying in the streets and, you know, protesting all summer, knocking door to door, making phone calls. It was a big, big deal. And when they had initially started, the group that was organizing this, they didn't really have, you know, that high of expectations or anything like that. But by the end of the summer, they were filling out the entire football stadium at Wichita State University. So this was a big deal at the time. This was not just some little movement. This was an entire summer. And the emotions that it kicked up and the feelings that it riled up in a lot of these people were powerful enough that it continued to spread, and it continued to maintain its momentum even after the summer was over. Frank writes about these people who drive all over the state of Kansas to try and elect conservative leaders and Republican leaders to keep the family values in Kansas and prevent America from backsliding into a socialist nightmare. And again, these are the narratives that we still see today, but this is where they really got their start in Kansas in the early 90s. And so we'll just use Wichita as an example. It was a very union worker heavy town. It was blue, you know. Boeing had a manufacturing site out in Wichita, so there were the unions had a big part role over there, and it was a very left-leaning blue city. And by the time, you know, over the next 10 years, it flipped, and the unions were broken up and all that, and it was really spectacular in a shocking way how quickly this was all able to happen. And it was, again, it was all over the issue of abortion. And so it's clearly something that people feel very passionate about. You know, if you're able to galvanize people across the entire state of Kansas and all over the country, you know, you see abortion as one of the top issues all over the country, especially in the South. And so it's obviously something that people care about. But why is it a sleight of hand? Why do I call it that? And it's a sleight of hand because most officials who run on a campaign to overrule Roe v. Wade have zero power to overrule Roe v. Wade. Like, we'll just use the case of Wichita, for example. If you're a representative in the state legislature for the state of Kansas, and you're representing Wichita, you can't make a law that overrules Roe v. Wade. It's a Supreme Court decision. You know, and well, first off, it's a Supreme Court decision. It's not a law in and of itself. It just determines how the law is interpreted, which means that women are able to get abortions. And, you know, it's legal in this country. So the point is that you can't make a law against that. It's, you know, if you're on the state level, you can't make a law against it. If you're at the federal level, say you're the representative for Wichita's district in Congress, you can't make a law to overturn it there either. You know, it is a Supreme Court decision, and unless either A, the Supreme Court changes its mind, or B, there's an amendment to the Constitution, which is also very unlikely, or, you know, a couple of other very particular legislative processes that are very dicey, you can't make a law to change it. You know, it's political sleight of hand. Conservatives have been promising abortion, overturning of Roe v. Wade or making abortion illegal. They've been promising it for 30 years. Entire campaigns have been run on this one issue, primarily. And yet nothing has happened. We're no closer to overturning abortion now than when we were in the Summer of Mercy in 1991. And that was 30 years ago. Meanwhile, and this is what the book, What's the Matter with Kansas, really touches on. Meanwhile, as unions have been broken up and busted and wealth distribution has gotten worse, the people in Kansas who voted on this issue of abortion, their lives have gotten observably worse in the last 30 years. And a large part of it is because of these conservative candidates that they have voted into office themselves. So it's a sleight of hand because they promise, you know, these Republicans, these conservative leaders, they promise one thing, yet they do something entirely different. And it's, to me, it's just really, you know, like I said, it's a sleight of hand. It's a trick. And for the last 30 years, conservatives across the country have been tricked. So anyway, that was episode 2 of Tony's Political Ramblings. I think I've gone on long enough, so I'll leave it here. But anyway, if you liked what you heard, please check out some more of my videos and podcasts here, and so we can delve into some of these issues in a more nuanced way.